Project management. How to manage projects effectively from planning to execution to evaluation. This project management training module is designed to teach the fundamental principles of effective project management from planning to execution to evaluation. Through this training, participants will learn how to develop project scope statements, create project plans, manage project timelines and resources, communicate with stakeholders, and evaluate project outcomes. The course covers key project management methodologies and tools, such as Gantt charts, network diagrams, and change management procedures. By the end of the training, participants will have gained the skills and knowledge needed to effectively manage projects and lead project teams to success. Module 1 Introduction to Project Management. 1.1 The Role of Project Management in Business. Explanation of what project management is and its importance in business. Overview of the benefits of project management, e.g., improved productivity, efficiency, communication, and risk management. Examples of different industries and business functions that use project management, e.g., construction, IT, marketing, product development. 1.2 Understanding project management principles and processes. Overview of project management principles and their role in effective project management, e.g., scope, time, cost, quality, risk management. Explanation of different project management processes, e.g., initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and control, and closure. Importance of project management standards and best practices, e.g., PMBOK, PRINCE2, Agile. 1.3 The Project Management LIFA Cycle. Explanation of the Project Management LIFA Cycle and its phases, e.g., initiation, planning, execution, monitoring and control, and closure. Techniques for managing project scope, time, cost, quality, and risk during each phase. Importance of project management tools and techniques for effective project management, e.g., project charters, Gantt charts, network diagrams, critical path analysis. Homework assignment for week 1 Introduction to Project Management. Project management principles, 50%. Research and identify 3 project management principles. Explain how these principles apply to project management and why they are important. Write a 1-page report summarizing your findings. Case study analysis, 50%. Choose a project from a case study and analyze how project management principles were applied. Write a 1-page analysis of the project management approach taken and the resulting outcomes. Evaluation criteria. Project management principles, 50%. The research on project management principles is comprehensive and accurately identifies 3 principles. The explanation of how these principles apply to project management and why they are important is clear and well-reasoned. The 1-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Case study analysis, 50%. The case study chosen is relevant and effectively demonstrates the application of project management principles. The analysis of the project management approach taken and the resulting outcomes is clear and well-reasoned. The 1-page analysis effectively summarizes the analysis. Module 2 Planning and Scope Management. 2.1 Understanding Project Scope. Explanation of what project scope is and its importance in project management. Overview of different types of project scope, e.g., product scope, project scope, and work scope. Importance of identifying project scope and managing changes to project scope. 2.2 Creating a Project Plan. Techniques for creating a comprehensive project plan, e.g., identifying project goals, objectives, and requirements, developing project schedules and budgets. Importance of including project stakeholders in the planning process, e.g., project team, customers, sponsors, and other stakeholders. Overview of different types of project plans, e.g., project management plan, communication plan, risk management plan. 2.3 Establishing project milestones and deliverables. Explanation of project milestones and their role in project management. Techniques for defining project milestones and deliverables, e.g. work breakdown structure, network diagrams. Importance of tracking project milestones and deliverables to ensure project progress and completion. 2.4 Defining project success criteria. Techniques for defining project success criteria, e.g. cost, schedule, quality, customer satisfaction. Importance of measuring and tracking project success criteria throughout the project lifecycle. Explanation of how project success criteria contribute to project closure and lessons learned. Homework assignment for week 2, planning and scope management. Project scope, 50%. Choose a project and develop a project scope statement. Identify key deliverables and milestones for the project. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of a project scope statement and how it can help manage project success. Project planning, 50%. Choose a project and create a project plan. Develop a work breakdown structure, WBS, and identify project dependencies. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of project planning and how it can help manage project success. Evaluation criteria. Project scope, 50%. The project scope statement accurately identifies the project's objectives, deliverables, and milestones. The importance of a project scope statement and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Project planning, 50%. The project plan is comprehensive and includes a work breakdown structure, WBS, and project dependencies. The importance of project planning and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Module 3, Scheduling and Time Management. 3.1, Creating a Project Schedule. Techniques for creating a project schedule, e.g. network diagrams, Gantt charts, critical path analysis. Importance of including all project tasks and dependencies in the project schedule. Explanation of how to balance project resources, e.g. time, budget, people, to create an effective project schedule. 3.2, Identifying project dependencies. Explanation of what project dependencies are and how they impact project schedules. Techniques for identifying and managing project dependencies, e.g. critical path analysis, PERT analysis. Importance of tracking project dependencies throughout the project lifecycle. 3.3, Managing project timelines. Techniques for managing project timelines, e.g. establishing project milestones, tracking progress against the project schedule, managing changes to the project schedule. Explanation of how to manage project delays and prevent project schedule slippage. Importance of effective communication with project stakeholders regarding project timelines. 3.4, Managing project risks. Explanation of what project risks are and how they impact project timelines and budgets. Techniques for identifying and managing project risks, e.g. risk assessment, risk response planning. Importance of tracking project risks throughout the project lifecycle and developing contingency plans. Homework assignment for week 3, scheduling and time management. Project schedule, 50%. Choose a project and develop a project schedule using a Gantt chart. Identify critical path tasks and project milestones. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of a project schedule and how it can help manage project success. Project timeline, 50%. Choose a project and identify project dependencies. Develop a project timeline using a network diagram. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of managing project timelines and how it can help manage project success. Evaluation criteria. Project schedule, 50%. The project schedule accurately identifies critical path tasks and project milestones. The importance of a project schedule and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Project timeline, 50%. The project timeline accurately identifies project dependencies and effectively communicates the project timeline using a network diagram. The importance of managing project timelines and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Module 4 Resource and Cost Management. 4.1 Allocating Resources. Explanation of how to allocate project resources, e.g. human resources, equipment, materials. Techniques for identifying resource requirements, e.g. resource breakdown structure, project team roles and responsibilities. Importance of tracking resource allocation throughout the project lifecycle. 4.2 Creating a project budget. Techniques for creating a project budget, e.g. identifying project costs, estimating project costs, developing a cost baseline. Explanation of how to balance project resources with project costs. Importance of including project stakeholders in the budgeting process, e.g. project team, customers, sponsors, and other stakeholders. 4.3 Controlling project costs. Techniques for controlling project costs, e.g. cost tracking and monitoring, cost control, earned value management. Explanation of how to manage project budget changes and budget variances. Importance of effective communication with project stakeholders regarding project costs. 4.4 Measuring project ROI. Explanation of what project ROI is and how it is calculated. Techniques for measuring project ROI, e.g. payback period, net present value, internal rate of return. Importance of measuring project ROI to determine project success and value. Homework assignment for week 4 resource and cost management. Project budget, 50%. Choose a project and develop a project budget. Identify the cost drivers for the project and allocate costs to project activities. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of a project budget and how it can help manage project success. Resource allocation, 50%. Choose a project and identify the resources required for the project. Develop a resource allocation plan, including resource constraints and resource leveling. Write a one-page report explaining the importance of resource allocation and how it can help manage project success. Evaluation criteria. Project budget, 50%. The project budget accurately identifies the cost drivers for the project and effectively allocates costs to project activities. The importance of a project budget and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Resource allocation, 50%. The resource allocation plan accurately identifies the resources required for the project and effectively addresses resource constraints and leveling. The importance of resource allocation and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Module 5 Execution and Control. 5.1 Managing Project Teams. Explanation of how to manage project teams, e.g. team building, team roles and responsibilities, conflict resolution. Techniques for effective team communication and collaboration. Importance of monitoring team performance and providing feedback and recognition. 5.2 Managing project communications. Techniques for effective project communication, e.g. developing a communication plan, project status reports, stakeholder engagement. Explanation of how to manage project communication risks. Importance of clear and timely communication with project stakeholders. 5.3 Monitoring project progress. Techniques for monitoring project progress, e.g. project status meetings, project reporting, earned value management. Explanation of how to manage project risks and issues. Importance of monitoring project progress to ensure project success and timely completion. 5.4 Managing project changes. Techniques for managing project changes, e.g. change control process, change requests, impact assessment. Explanation of how to balance project changes with project scope, timeline, and budget. Importance of effective communication with project stakeholders regarding project changes. Homework assignment for week 5, execution and control. Project communication plan, 50%. Choose a project and develop a project communication plan. Identify the key stakeholders and communication channels for the project. Write a 1-page report explaining the importance of project communication and how it can help manage project success. Project change management, 50%. Choose a project and identify potential changes that may impact the project. Develop a change management plan, including change control procedures and a change log. Write a 1-page report explaining the importance of change management and how it can help manage project success. Evaluation criteria. Project communication plan, 50%. The project communication plan accurately identifies the key stakeholders and communication channels for the project. The importance of project communication and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The 1-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Project change management, 50%. The change management plan effectively identifies potential changes that may impact the project and includes change control procedures and a change log. The importance of change management and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The 1-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Module 6, Evaluation and Improvement. 6.1, Conducting Project Evaluations. Explanation of project evaluation and its importance in project management. Techniques for conducting project evaluations, e.g. post-project evaluations, customer satisfaction surveys, peer reviews. Importance of using data and feedback to improve project management practices. 6.2, Identifying areas for improvement. Techniques for identifying areas for improvement, e.g. gap analysis, lessons learned, SWOT analysis. Explanation of how to prioritize areas for improvement and develop improvement plans. Importance of involving project stakeholders in the improvement process. 6.3, Implementing changes for future projects. Explanation of how to implement changes for future projects, e.g. developing new processes, tools, and techniques. Techniques for tracking and measuring the impact of changes. Importance of continuous improvement in project management practices. 6.4, Closing out a project. Explanation of project closure and its importance in project management. Techniques for closing out a project, e.g. conducting a final project review, archiving project documentation, celebrating project success. Importance of effective communication and stakeholder engagement in project closure. Homework assignment for week 6, evaluation and improvement. Project evaluation, 50%. Choose a project and conduct a project evaluation. Identify areas for improvement and develop recommendations for future projects. Write a 1-page report explaining the importance of project evaluation and how it can help manage project success. Lessons learned, 50%. Choose a project and identify key lessons learned. Develop a lessons learned document, including recommendations for future projects. Write a 1-page report explaining the importance of capturing lessons learned and how it can help manage project success. Evaluation criteria. Project evaluation, 50%. The project evaluation effectively identifies areas for improvement and develops recommendations for future projects. The importance of project evaluation and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The 1-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Lessons learned, 50%. The lessons learned document accurately identifies key lessons learned and includes recommendations for future projects. The importance of capturing lessons learned and how it can help manage project success is effectively explained. The one-page report effectively summarizes the findings. Throughout the training, you learned about various project management techniques, including project scheduling, resource allocation, budget management, risk management, and change management. Additionally, the training covered important skills such as team management, communication, and project evaluation. By the end of the training, you will have a solid understanding of how to plan, manage, and control projects effectively, and how to identify areas for improvement and implement changes for future projects. Whether you are a project manager, team leader, or a member of a project team, this training will provide you with the tools and knowledge to succeed in your role and deliver successful projects on time and within budget.